Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 20th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off this week, joining a wider industry shift, Apple has announced that it is working to replace exclusionary language in its developer documentation and APIs with alternative terminology. Renaming things takes time and effort as large parts of infrastructure have to migrate in response. For third-party developers in the App Store, Apple will be changing the names of APIs used in their code where appropriate, which will also necessitate engineering work. Examples of exclusionary terminology include using a noun like master to describe the primary code repository. Starting with Xcode 12, Apple's source code features now name the default branch main. GitHub and other companies announced similar policy changes earlier this year. Additionally, Apple is replacing the usage of whitelist and blacklist in its documentation with allow list and deny list. These phrases have long established technical definitions, but changing to alternative words removes any possibility of confusion. And finally, as a company, Apple is auditing its frameworks for similar language that warrants adjusting. Developers can expect to see the introduction of renamed APIs in future versions of iOS 14 and macOS Big Sur. In other news, Apple is being sued for allegedly refusing to help those who have fallen victim to an iTunes gift card scam. One of the most common types of scams involve prepaid gift cards like store cards and iTunes gift cards. In general, these scammers request that someone buy a gift card immediately and share the gift card number and PIN. For example, someone claiming to be from the IRS might call you and say that you have back taxes owed and that you must pay via an iTunes gift card. But once the scammers have done this, the scammers and your money are gone, usually without a trace. With store cards, the scammers usually buy high-value products like laptops and smartphones and then sell them. But iTunes gift card scams actually work in a slightly different way, typically being used to buy paid apps owned by the scammers, so they receive 70% of the money when paid by Apple. The lawsuit says that Apple tells scam victims that there's nothing that can be done once the money has been spent, but the victims say that this isn't the case. In fact, Apple holds 100% of the funds for a period of 4 to 6 weeks between the apps being purchased and Apple paying the developer. The lawsuit argues that during this time, Apple is in a position to refund 100% of the card value to the victim. And additionally, Apple takes a 30% commission, so it would always be in a position to refund at least that much, even after the scammers have been paid. The outcome of this lawsuit remains to be seen, but many of the scam victims are elders, so 3 of the 11 counts accuse Apple of being in violation of laws designed to protect elderly people from financial abuse. We are sponsored this week by Griffin. When Apple launched the new iPhone SE, Griffin brought back its most popular cases as well, offering a number of its classic cases for the classic iPhone SE design. Reintroducing a proven design with all new technology, iPhone SE owners can protect their new device with the lightweight Survivor Strong cases from Griffin. The cases are available in 2 options, Survivor Strong and Survivor Clear. The cases are said to have both been engineered and tested to surpass military standards, and they can handle bumps, scratches, and even drops from multiple feet without getting in the way. The Griffin Survivor iPhone SE cases are now available for purchase starting from just $19.99, but 9to5Mac daily listeners can save an additional 15% with code 9TO5Survivor. You can learn more at the link in the show notes below, and my thanks to Griffin for their support of 9to5Mac daily. Apple chipmaker TSMC says that while we're expecting to see the first Apple Silicon Macs before the end of this year, there will be a big boost in production starting in the second half of 2021. TSMC explains that it expects the third quarter of this year to be up more than 20% compared to last year, thanks in part to Apple's switch to ARM processors in the Mac paired with the iPhone 12 series. But when it comes to Apple Silicon Macs specifically, TSMC says that it is expecting to see a big boost in orders starting in the middle of next year. The company is expected to see orders for Apple Silicon ramp up and contribute substantially to sales starting around that time. So, what Mac will be the first to make the switch to Apple Silicon? For its part, Apple hasn't said anything other than that there will be an Apple Silicon Mac later this year, but that there are also still new Intel Macs in the pipeline. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is expecting that the first Apple Silicon Macs will be the 13-inch MacBook Pro and a redesigned 24-inch iMac. Kuo also said that there's the possibility we might get an Apple Silicon MacBook Air by the end of this year, but that might slip into early 2021. Finally, he added that we should expect a redesigned 14-inch MacBook Pro and a 16-inch MacBook Pro with Apple Silicon processors sometime during the middle of 2021. So to recap, the consensus seems to be that we will get at least one Apple Silicon Mac sometime this year, but the transition will really start to gain momentum starting in 2021. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.